Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I will be with you for the next hour. We'll play the best rock from all eras. We've got a really good show today. The rock world lost one of the great behind-the-scenes guys, responsible for a sound we all know. We'll talk about his career. We'll do This Day in Rock, where the greatest, perhaps, concert film ever made was released on this date. Plus, of course, Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. And the best rock from all eras. Start off with The Clash, WMFO.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest
me. If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Kendall calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your way. Let me light your candle, calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Yeah, all the hand and I'm. Oh, baby. your candle calls her mama. I'm sure hard to handle now. Just around. Hard. Hard to handle now. Let me light your candle coals and mama, I'm sure hard to handle now, just around. Yeah, so hard to handle now. Oh yeah, baby, a good love hand. Baby, baby, oh, a good love hand. I need good love hand. I got the high.
Getting off to kind of a rocking start this morning. Black Crowes, Hard to Handle. And we started the show with The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go? On Rock of Ages, on WMFO, good morning. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here till 9 o'clock this morning. Here every morning on 91.5 FM. Also available on the web at www.wmfo.org. And you can also listen to the show on demand if you so choose, also at wmfo.org. And you just have to hunt around the website a little bit. It is Monday morning, April 26th. It is my Freedom Day, which means I am exactly today 2 weeks out from my second Pfizer shot. And I have long fantasized about what I was going to do the day that I became free and mostly protected from COVID. And the best thing I could come up with, I think, is maybe I want to just walk up and down the halls at Target and not be afraid for my life. So that's probably what I'm going to do today. I hope you have more ambitious plans than that, especially after you get your vaccine, if you are so inclined to get that. Lots of people are. The numbers are climbing. The infection rate is dropping. So it's all good. All things trending in the right direction. We've got a really good show today, so we're going to get to the music right now. We're going to start with Phil's pick. Phil will be featuring a Rock of Ages favorite today, Matthew Sweet. And let Phil tell us about it now.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Best of Me by Matthew Sweet. Sweet is an artist who skillfully navigates the line between power pop underground and mainstream end of alternative rock. Sweet is a master of potent pop tunes and catchy melodic hooks. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Thank you. best of me. Where is the best of me? When he was 25, speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when he's stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed. Oh, is that concrete all around? Or is it in my head?
The band is Mott the Hoople. Could have easily been our one-hit wonder today, but it's not. Features Ian Hunter, who was a very successful session musician, also did some solo work, and kind of those one of those well-respected musicians in the British rock music scene. And we heard Matthew Sweet from the album Cat's Paw, The Best of Me, which is Phil's pick for this week. Phil from Watertown, my friend, gives us his recommendations for great music every week, and that was a good one. We always like Matthew Sweet around here. And we look forward to next week, Phil's pick as well. Well, Jim Steinman died last week at the age of 73. He is not a household name. He was a songwriter and a producer who worked with a lot of artists and was very well known in the music industry. The thing that made him notable is he had a very specific style, and that style was over-the-top, unashamed, overproduced, hugely theatrical songs with big crescendos and choruses and stuff like that. Dramatic key changes, the bigger the better. Now, when I read you a list of the songs and artists he worked with, I think you will get a better idea for who he was. Most famously, he worked with Meatloaf. He wrote and produced the whole Bat Out of Hell album, including songs like Paradise by the Dashboard Light, and later Bat Out of Hell 2, featuring I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. There's a great interview in Rolling Stone this week where a very emotional Meatloaf pays tribute to Jim Steinman, his lifelong friend and collaborator. And you should check it out online if you're at all interested. But he did write and produce for some other artists some really big songs. So I'm going to play a couple of clips just so you get an idea. This is probably the most famous and successful song he had outside of Meatloaf. It's Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. It's so deliciously lavish and overproduced. Totally over the top. The bigger the better with Jim Steinman. And if you know the song, it's got dialogue kind of like Paradise by the Dashboard Light did, and just that really spooky but overproduced overtone. Classic Jim Steinman in Total Eclipse of the Heart. Here's another one. You'd never think of the guy who wrote for Meatloaf would be writing for Celine Dion, but he did. He wrote this one, and again, same sound. You can hear the chorus in the background. Big build-up. And so that basically is it. That is the sound of Jim Steinman. So I do think you get the idea of what we're talking about. In the early 1980s, after the success of Bat Out of Hell, he wrote a follow-up album for Meatloaf, but Meatloaf had some serious throat issues, and it was unclear if he was ever going to sing again, so Steinman recorded and released the album himself. It was not successful, and he'd never record it again, but it did contain this song. Meatloaf eventually did record it, but I actually like the Jim Steinman version better. And it is also very typical of his unique production style. So I'm going to play it for you now. This is called Rock and Roll Dreams Come Through. It's from 1981. It is Jim Steinman here on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
You want
That is No Doubt, featuring Gwen Stefani and Spiderwebs. And before that, we heard Jim Steinman, Rock and Roll Dreams Come Through Us. Remember Jim Steinman, a songwriter and producer who died last week at the age of 73. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you. This is Rock of Ages, where we play the best rock from all eras. And that means new music, too. Bare Naked Ladies have released a new single. It's called Flip. It's their first new music in 4 years, and it'll be featured on their upcoming 16th studio album called Detour de Force. There was a recent interview with the lead singer and guitarist Ed Robertson, and he said, Flip is about being open to other perspectives. We live in a time where people seem to just dig deeper into their own trenches without any willingness to see another viewpoint or even engage in discussion. It's all yelling and no listening. I like that saying, we were given one mouth and two ears, and we're supposed to use them proportionately. New music from Bare Naked Ladies. It's called Flip on Rock of Ages.
I could be a little devil, or I could be a little saint. I kinda like it in the middle. Is you is or is you ain't. Nothing's indelible, everything is sellable. Whether you're an animal, a vegetable, or mineral, it's criminal to think. It drives a man to drink. Am I coming off like my hips don't stink? Come on, flip. Bend a little bit. Maybe get wise to a new tip. Come on, flip. Take a little trip. See another side of the same shit. This is the church. This is the steeple. Turn up the lights. See all my people. Come on, flip. Take it for a rip. You're never gonna fly till you lose your grip. Am I living in a bubble? Am I really out of touch? Do you think I'll get in trouble if I talk too much? Am I too cynical, a bit too clinical? Maybe that pinnacle's unwinnable, subliminal, original sin. You'll tell me where you've been. Can we get a do-over and start again? I can't understand it for you, but I'll try to explain. Come on, flip.
Oh,
That's probably my favorite John Lennon solo record. Mind Games. And we heard Flip, brand new from Bare Naked Ladies. They'll have an album coming out really soon. It's called Detour de Force, and we look forward to hearing that when it does come. Well, we've got our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era coming up right after this.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school can feel like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. FindSomethingNew.org offers resources that help develop new skills. Skills that can position you for careers in today's growing industries, from healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Find your path to a new career at FindSomethingNew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
Well, time for one of my favorite features of the week. It is our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. This week, it's an easy and obvious one. It's from the 1970s. It's from The Knack. The Knack burst onto the scene in 1979 with their debut album, Get the Knack. It was a worldwide mega hit, but a combination of the enormous hype around the band and their refusal to do interviews quickly turned critics against them, and by the time they released their second album, a backlash had already begun. And it was a pretty quick downward spiral after that. Their third album was favorably received, but did not sell, and then they split up. They reunited and split up a bunch of times over the next couple of decades, and then in 2010, lead singer Doug Figer died of cancer, and that was pretty much the end of the band. But they left behind one of the most enduring one-hit wonders ever in My Sharona. I'm going to play it, but then I'm going to do the unthinkable. I'm going to play a second Knack song. It's from that third album, Round Trip. It's a song I've always liked, and I think it didn't get enough attention just because the band's image had been so tainted by then. So we'll do My Sharona, our one-hit wonder, and then another one as we check out The Knack here on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Time. Hi, this is George from Los Angeles, California, and you're listening to Rock of Ages, the best rock from all eras on 91.5 FM and WMFO.org.
That is The Knack from their third album. It's called Round Trip, and the song is Africa, and it is a very good song, good instrumentation and such. I think that if you only knew The Knack from My Sharona, you'd be pretty surprised that they were capable of that sound, but that's what happens. Sometimes bands just can't get out of their own way. That's what happened with The Knack, and therefore they are basically a one-hit wonder with My Sharona. It is Monday, April 26th, and it is a fairly significant day in rock history. On this date in 1978, the Last Waltz movie was released.
It was a documentary on the band's star-studded last concert and was directed by Martin Scorsese. It featured performances by Neil Young, Eric Clapton, Joni Mitchell, Van Morrison, and others. And Scorsese experimented by using 35mm cameras instead of the usual 16, which was risky because 35mm cameras had never run continuously before for that length of time that it was necessary to record an entire rock concert. But of course, it worked. The film received lavish praise, instantly being called one of the greatest concert films ever. But it did have one critic, and that was the band's Levon Helm, who felt that the film made it look as if fellow band member Robbie Robertson was the only member of the band that really mattered. From the soundtrack to The Last Waltz, released on this day in 1978, this is The Wait on Rock of Ages.
I pulled into Nazareth, just feeling about half-assed dead. Just need to find a place where I can lay my head. Mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off Fanny. Take a load to free. My bags out and went looking for a place to hide. When I saw old Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free. That you can say it's just old Luke, and Luke is waiting on the judgment day. Hey Luke, my friend, what about a young Anna Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, or won't you stay and keep her Anna Lee company? Yeah.
Take a load off Annie. Take a load for free. Take a load off.
He said, I will fix your rack if you take old Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed him whenever you can, come on.
Yeah. flat pit, Dusty?
This looks interesting.
Play all-time religion for the folks.
The name of that band is Cage the Elephant, and the song is Cigarette Daydreams. And before that, we heard from the Last Waltz movie soundtrack, The Wait, from the band. The Last Waltz being released on this date, April 26th, 1978. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's edition of Rock of Ages. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'm here every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. I hope you enjoyed the show today. And I hope you have a really great week. a fantastic weekend. And as always, we will see you on the other side. Take care.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad.